For now, I'll just read the agenda, and then I'll entertain a motion to approve it. Roman number one is approval of the agenda. Roman number two is action items, approval of the December 7th meeting minutes, and amendments to the FY 2015-2018 TIP. Roman number three is status reports and the regional traffic management study. Roman numeral four, did I say four? I meant three. Roman numeral four is agency reports from Telluride and CAT. Roman numeral five is other business. Roman numeral six is public participation opportunities. Roman numeral seven are announcements. And then Roman numeral eight, other non-agenda information. Roman numeral nine is adjournment. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as read?
So moved. Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Agenda's approved. Action items. First one is the meeting minutes from December 7th, but we didn't have a quorum, so
I guess. No, that was the
December.
We had a quorum then, but we haven't had a quorum since then.
Way back in December, okay.
So we haven't been able to approve the minutes.
Okay.
And we don't have minutes from any meeting since then.
All right. I will read those minutes then, since they are almost a year old. Let's see. Members present were Kelsey Eustridge, Pat Hagerty, Tom Lamar, Jane Love, Bob McGarry, Tyrone Palmer, and Marlena Williams. Interesting that two of those people are no longer with the agencies they represented. So Mr. Bob McGarry told the committee that Chairman James Aberson had said he couldn't make it today. Ms. Jane Love of MPC-MPO said the committee could choose a member to run the meeting in Chairman's absence. And the committee chose Ms. Love to run the meeting. The agenda was approved. Ms. Love explained that she'd like to remove the FY 2015-2018 TIP amendments from the agenda. The reason was that there is going to be additional discussion before bringing it back for consideration. A motion was made and seconded to approve the agenda with the removal of the TIP amendments. ACAT action, the motion to approve the agenda with the removal of the amendments carried with none opposed. Roman number two, action items, approval of the October 26th ACAT meeting minutes. Ms. Love read the minutes. It was moved and seconded to approve the minutes with a correction on an event location that Mr. Bob McGarry had announced at the end of the October meeting. Number three, endorsement of the 2016 ACAT meeting schedule. Ms. Love read the dates proposed for the ACAT meetings in 2016. It was moved and seconded to endorse the 2016 ACAT meeting schedule. Number four, endorsement of MPO board authorization to process MTP amendment for I-16 widening. Ms. Love explained that GDOT requested a long-range plan amendment to add the widening of I-16. The first step is for the core MPO board to authorize staff to proceed. After staff gathers the necessary information, the amendment can be considered for approval at a future meeting. Based on information so far, staff believes that this will not affect the financial balance of the plan because GDOT proposes to move the federal funds from the Ogeechee Road project onto this project and then put state funds on the Ogeechee Road project to compensate. There was a question about why the shifting of funds is desirable. Ms. Love said that other than possibly allowing faster work on Ogeechee Road, she is not sure of the benefit at this time. She entertained a motion to endorse. It was moved and seconded to endorse the MPO board authorization to process the MTP amendment for I-16 widening. And it was passed. Status report. Status on the update of the participation plan. Ms. Love said the participation plan is in the public comment period. MPO staff has worked on comments from state and federal planning partners, but has not received any comments from the public. This is about ready to be considered for endorsement. It will be brought back in February because there was one more discussion among members of the technical committee happening the next day. Update on the Metropolitan Transportation Plan modification for expanded area. Ms. Love reviewed the purpose of the plan modification. Since the last status report in October, staff had met with the Richmond Hill staff to finalize the project list for that new part of the planning area. A draft addendum to the plan is being reviewed by federal and state planning partners. There will be a public comment period in January and then endorsement approval considered in February. Core MPO Title 6 update. Ms. Love noted that the comments ACAT had made at the October meeting have been addressed in the draft that is still in the public comment period. She explained that the Core MPO Title 6 program will be put on the February agenda, also because the participation plan, which is not being voted on until February, is part of the Title 6 program. Agency reports. Ms. Marlena Williams reported that 21 of the 67 fixed route vehicles were out and that 10 of the 29 paratransit vehicles were out. Currently, CAT is conducting recertification of Telluride users who signed up in 2012. She announced CAT's next public meeting is the evening of December 9th. A few members said that Telluride drivers are not always getting the message that the rider is ready to return early if the driver happens to be in the area. Ms. Williams said that CAT is working to improve communication technology to the van drivers. There was no other business. There were no comments. The next Core MPO meeting was, or ACAT meeting, was February 22nd. And Mr. Tyrone Palmer announced that the local chapter of the NFB would be having a Christmas banquet on December 19th at Kerry Hilliard's on Abercorn. No other non-agenda items, and the meeting was adjourned. Is there a motion to approve minutes as read, or are there any corrections? Motion to approve?
I move.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Very good. Okay, Jane, I'm going to turn it over to you for the amendments to the TIP.
Okay. So everyone remembers, the Transportation Improvement Program is our short-range document that describes the projects that get federal funding over the next, well, in a four-year window. And it lists the phase of each that's funded for each project and what year that funding would be authorized. The TIP we have right now was adopted a few years ago, but it gets amended frequently because it's kind of a working document. The state, whenever they realize something needs to shift to a different year, will let us know and make a request that we amend it. This particular time, we had some requests come in over the last few months. One was from the city of Tybee Island. They were alerting us that a project that we had given some federal money to, called the Marsh Hen Trail Phase 2, they decided that they would use other sources of funding, probably local, for that. In other words, they wanted to take the federal money off of it so that they would not have to follow as many processes in constructing the project, so they could get it done sooner. So that money that they released from that project will go back into the pot of, it's called Transportation Alternatives Program funding. Basically, it's kind of for like bicycle pedestrian projects or urban sort of amenities. So we will be able to award that to some other project in the future if we were to release it from that project. And because the Marsh Hen Trail would no longer have federal funds, it doesn't have to be shown in the TIP. So we would just be deleting that page. That would be the TIP amendment in that case. Another request for a TIP amendment came from the Chatham County Engineering. They are managing the Truman Linear Park Trail Phase 2A, which would be a shared use path going from Lake Mayor to Durian Avenue is their portion. And the city of Savannah is managing the portion from Durian Avenue up to B Road, where it would tie into Daffin Park. So the county's request for their segment was they wanted to just add some, they realized they were going to need some utility work and a little bit of right-of-way acquisition. So they're adding small amounts for that, $220,000 for right-of-way and $120,000 for utility work. They originally said they wanted that money shown in fiscal year 2017, which is the current fiscal year for our TIP. But the discussion last week at the technical coordinating committee meeting, realistically, they agreed that construction is probably going to be pushed to 2018. So utility would be shown at that time as well. So what we're going to do in this TIP amendment now would be to move construction into 2018 and add utility phase in 2018 and add the right-of-way phase in 2017. They had another amendment request. There's two culvert replacement projects in the Transportation Improvement Program. These are they're both on Pipe Maker Canal. One's at State Route 21 and one is at State Route 25. The state does not feel that the culvert project on State Route 21, those culverts are fine, and so the state doesn't want to be involved in modifying that canal crossing. The county still wants to do it, though, just for the volume of the water. So we're going to take federal, or they're asking that we take the federal money off of State Route 21 canal culvert project, and they want us to put it on the State Route 25 culvert replacement project because they were spending more than the required minimum local match on the State Route 25 project, and if we move this federal funding from State Route 21 project to the State Route 25 project, then they could get their local match down to 20%, which is the minimum.
Where's the 25?
The State Route 25, that's, it goes through Port Wentworth. It's probably, I think it might be called Coastal Highway or something. It's also maybe US 17 alternate. It's the one that goes over Houlihan Bridge up the river. So that's their suggestion for what would be done if we take the State Route 21 culvert project out of the TIP. So those are the three TIP amendments that are proposed. At this time, it's not going to affect the financial balance of the TIP. We're just taking some projects out. In one case, the money will be put on something else later. And in the other case, it's going to get moved to a current project to reduce the local funding. So we're recommending endorsement.
On the State Route 21, is it the county or state that doesn't want to do that anymore?
The state.
State doesn't.
The state is like, well, you know, they would, if they felt the culverts were not in good condition, they would see a reason to participate in the project. But I guess Chatham County's goal is not something the state is concerned
with.
So Chatham County's going to do it on their own.
Okay.
It has to do with, like, the capacity of the canal downstream is greater than what can go under the road. So Chatham County wants to increase the capacity for the water to go under the road.
They want to increase it so they
get don't want to make it bigger.
Push.
So it won't back up.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. So when I heard that.
That's where you are?
That's where they're at. That's where they're at. So when I heard that, it just mm-hmm. rang bells because if it's going to improve it, I mean, if it's going to make it, if the volume is bigger, they're going to widen.
They're going to make it bigger.
It. So
they're going to make the pipe bigger.
Right. We need that.
Yeah.
We need to do that.
Well, the county wants to do it, but the state. The county's going to keep doing it anyway. The state just doesn't think it's necessary.
So that funding is going to be shifted from 21 to 25. That's what they're talking about.
That's their suggestion.
That's their suggestion.
If anyone.
We'll see Wednesday.
Who has the authority to shift parts around?
Well, this particular pot of money is called Urban Attributable Funds.
Wrong.
And or also, well, it has a certain funding code depending on the Federal Authorization Act that we're under. We used to call them M230, but now, since last December's Congressional Act updated the funding codes, it's now called Z230. But anyway, that particular pot of money, the NPO board pretty much decides what to do with it. So that's why they are asking us to decide.
And the NPO board is the chair from all the committees. Like, I'll represent us on that, on the NPO board. And then there's four or five other committees. And then it's also the mayor from the local municipalities, usually the city manager for those municipalities, the mayor from Savannah, the county manager, city manager, and the chairman. Chairman Scott chairs the whole thing.
And the CAT director.
CAT director, yeah. Several other, the ports authority, those, there's a whole bunch of, airport, there's a bunch of them. Okay, we will entertain a motion to approve.
I had one other question.
You got a question?
So with the Tybee Island thing, did you say again, maybe I missed it, are there plans to do what they originally wanted to do in the future?
Yep.
Oh, they're going to keep doing the project, just not with federal money.
Okay.
They wanted to take the federal money out so they didn't have to jump through so many hoops.
I see.
Yeah, so fortunately the project still happens.
Okay.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any questions? All those in favor signify by stating aye.
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 Opposed? All right. Jane, you want to tell us about the reefer? Well, yeah, go ahead and tell us about the status of the traffic management scheme.
The study builds upon the goals and recommendations of some previous studies, especially our congestion management process. That process had found that updating and coordinating signal timing could improve travel times and efficiency by 15% to 23% on our congested roadways. So this regional traffic management study, phase one of it was the traffic control center needs assessment. That was completed a couple years ago. It summarizes an inventory and high-level needs of existing traffic control infrastructure in the city of Savannah and the surrounding region. And so then that would, from there, you could develop an intelligent transportation system and a traffic management center strategic plan. And so the strategic plan was the second phase of this regional traffic management study. And it focused on a 5-year capital deployment program for regional traffic management. Get my notes from the TCC meeting. So the study included the goals and objectives, the traffic management options, and generally these traffic management centers, they start small and they grow from there through several iterations. So they did some case studies and looked at Cobb County, GDOT's management center, and
Gwinnett
and something in Florida. But so the study just recommends, you know, things like signal cabinets. And
So we're not actually looking at a real center right now.
Well, the city of Savannah has a little control center in City Lot building. It's like a little room with some monitors.
Yeah.
So they do coordinate signals right now. This would be looking at how it could grow. It'd probably have to be in a different location.
So this is just going to, the study's just going to continue? Is that what?
No, it's finished. It has,
okay.
It has the strategic plan is part of it. And I think it's on our website.
And we don't need to, we don't have to do anything to approve it, right?
No, this is just a status report, just letting you know the study's done, it's out there.
Well, Val said that Dee Dee is off today, so I'm assuming we're not going to have a Telluride or a CAP representative. Are there any items that I need to take a CAP? I'll be happy to do that.
I just wanted to check. Last time I had mentioned that there was no, like, emergency after hours
right.
number
right.
anymore. So I don't know.
We brought that up to Dee Dee, so
that has changed. I haven't had a situation where I've had to call.
Let me make it over that.
I called this weekend. And we, I didn't realize it was Colorado went open, but then it said if you had any issues. I forgot how to phrase it. They referred you to the.
They give you a number to call.
Switch code.
But the number I have in my phone for Chatham Area Transit is not a working. Number.
Oh, I didn't try.
You were asking about an emergency number?
So, like, for instance, all the time I take the Greyhound, like, back and forth going home or whatever, when you get here off the Greyhound and you take the Telluride bus or taxi or whatever, like, from Telluride, if you can't find them or they can't find you, there's absolutely no number to call. There used to be. A yeah. person, you know, after hours at like 9 o'clock at night.
After hours, no.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'll check with Dee Dee on that. I just my own observation. I'm kind of concerned a little bit. You know the broken windows theory. You know, mm-hmm. There's broken windows in the neighborhood, it's just going to go downhill. I'm concerned about the number of buses that are out of service each time we have a meeting and we get a report. I mean,
seems like a
we're
lot.
We're talking 15-20% of buses are out of service,
mm-hmm.
an even higher percentage of CAT vehicles or of Telluride vehicles are out of service.
Mm-hmm.
Bicycles at the bicycle loan stops
are not working.
They're flat. They got flat tires, or they got.
Because last time we're like, oh, well, all the bicycles are gone. They must be riding them or whatever. And they were like, no, they're broken.
I think CAT has trouble hiring people, mechanics, to work on this.
Yeah, that's true. It is true.
So that concerns me a little bit. I've seen around, I don't know if you guys are downtown much at all, but SCAD now has evidently, the bicycles. They have longer bicycles. They have these bright yellow bicycles that I see SCAD students riding. And I'm not sure where their, where the points that you can check them in and out are. Do you know anything about that, Jane?
I imagine it's limited to only SCAD students.
Right.
I would think so, too.
Or maybe SCAD employees, maybe.
But it occurred to me, maybe CAT could partner with SCAD.
Well, I learned last summer that SCAD was thinking about doing this, and I talked to the transit planner here at the time and said, do y'all know they're talking about doing this? And
right.
have you talked to them about trying to get them?
Right.
SCAD likes to do their own thing.
Yeah, I know they do.
They don't really want to combine systems. They have their own bus system.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own bike share. They like to keep it separate. So there was some effort made to coordinate before they started, but they went ahead and did their own thing.
Yeah.
Do you want to write down the phone number that doesn't work? It's 912-345-6900.
Okay.
One of the bus drivers gave me a phone number.
That one? Or another?
Yeah. Okay. And it calls no one.
Where are we going with all this?
Cool.
Please just mention it. Where are you going to start at?
I'll start at the core and PO meeting. Day after tomorrow, I'll talk to the CAP representative. I forget who it is that there's well, Pete Lukakis sits on the core NBO as president of CAP,
right,
of the CAP board.
Okay.
But there's also a gentleman who reports to the core NBO on what's going on with CAP. So I will talk to him.
Grant Sparks is the...
Grant, correct.
The
What's his position?
I can't remember his actual title here at CAT. It's like development director or planning director.
And if that doesn't go anywhere, I'll call Curtis, the executive director.
Okay.
And, I mean, it, just a friendly call to ask him, you know, what's going on. What he sees coming down the road. He's the director. He's interim, I assume. Still, is that true, Jane? Still interim?
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about hiring or anything?
No, I haven't heard.
Have they opened a position?
I don't know. I mean, I thought they were searching. Their board meeting is tomorrow.
Is it?
I looked at the agenda.
Wayne still sits on that board, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do know that Wayne is no. I don't know if he's actually with CAP now at all now. But
no.
I really let him go.
I'll see him at Scotty, so I'll talk to him.
But I think it's my favorite part of CAP concern to let him go.
I'm talking about Wayne Dawson.
Oh, Wayne Dawson. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm talking about another Wayne.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
One of my colleagues attends the CAP board meeting, so she might know more about what they've said lately about the director search.
Okay. And I'll make a note. I will do. All you guys do email, Tyrone. You don't do email, do you?
Not email.
Okay.
No.
I will send out an email, and Tyrone, I'll send you a letter.
Okay.
About. I'll just let you know what I find out.
Mm-hmm.
CAP.
Okay. Well, I should be on there somewhere. You know, not let me know. You should have my email address.
Yeah, I'm sure I do. I had another idea, and I'll just run it past you guys. You know, we talk about, like, the Truman Greenway, what's it called, Truman?
Linear Trail.
Truman Linear Trail. We talk about all these things and the funding form and all. How many of them, Jane, could we physically load up in a bus and go and see them and see?
Like just projects in general?
Yeah, the projects in general that we could just go and see what it is we're talking about when we talk about these things.
Let's see, where these...
I mean,
that
we could,
one,
we
that,
could look at
that one's
happening.
Not easy to see.
Right.
It hasn't started.
Yeah.
Let me think of something that's got construction going on.
What about Victory, the Victory Drive stuff? Is any of that stuff happening?
Well, they were just looking at it, like, and about, she was talking about the road diet and whether
to make
it bigger or small. Right? So all you're doing is looking at it.
Yeah.
But there's some projects.
Victory Drive,
Victory
Drive is in a study phase, so there's not much to see on the ground.
Or palm trees either anymore. Half of them are gone. No. It just seems that way.
All right. Let's see what's under construction.
I won't put you on the spot right now, but if we came up with a list, would you guys be interested in just taking a ride and looking at some of these projects?
I would. I think that would be really interesting.
We might do that in one of our meetings. Just have a quick business type meeting and then maybe load up on a couple of CAT buses if we can arrange it and go and take a look at those things. And it, I mean, if we do it at a meeting, we can get the business stuff done quickly, and those that are interested in going can go, and those that aren't, they can just go their separate ways. But if you'd like to do that, I'll arrange that. We'll come up with a list of places that might be interested in looking at, and just go and see what it is we talk about.
Yeah. I mean, because I think the sites are only relevant to the people that see them in their daily life.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I don't really ever frequent the Fort Wentworth area ever.
No,
so a lot of things, if we talk about stuff over there, I have no earthly idea what you're talking about.
I just thought it'd be neat to go.
No, I agree. I think that's interesting. Okay.
Maybe if you could look at the project list and the tip, there's like an index page.
Right.
And if there's some in there that are particularly interesting, or maybe you'll find that you're not interested in any of them.
Sure.
But now, just remember, some of them are just in preliminary engineering right now. But if you want to go see where something is proposed to be,
right,
you could still do that.
And there's Georgetown, all the stuff that's going on out of Georgetown. Mm-hmm. We can take a look at that. But I'll look at the project list and see what things might be interesting to look at, and maybe we'll come up with a proposal at the next meeting. Then we can do it in the dead of winter when it's freezing out.
Then we can figure out logistics and whether CAT can provide transportation, or I'm not sure about our funding sources and what can cover that from the MPO.
Might be able to make that
for be able free. To do that.
All right. Is there any other business? That was just my idea.
I would like to know where do we park when we come down?
Let us know. And I should have asked you on Friday when I talked to you, but we can reserve a spot out front for you to park in. As long as I know you're coming, we can put some cones out there, and we'll have a spot saved for you.
I can tell you where, because one of our coworkers used to come to the meetings, mm-hmm. and he gave me advice. So my sense of direction is terrible.
Yeah, it's right down there.
There's a two-hour thing where you just. So it means I'm paying attention to my watch, because every city has the most efficient. Meter maids ever.
Yeah,
it's just the nature of it. At 2:45, my car needs to be moved, but you can just pull a U-ey and park.
Okay.
So there's probably six slots right on that back road there.
We used to have so many parking space, and mm-hmm. it's gone. And at Union Mission, I just noticed that something was yellow. They don't mind any parking over there, but something was yellow, so I need to find out about that. But there's no parking space.
Right.
So I'm glad you said that. Okay.
Kelsey, you want to talk about?
Sure, I can talk about this now. I didn't want to interrupt you if you're on the
list.
Okay, so Life has an introductory advocacy class that talks about advocacy in general from two perspectives: systems advocacy, like we're doing here at ACAT, and then self-advocacy. I teach the class. We have a guest speaker pretty much every time we teach the class. She is on SCOTY. Her name is Kim Dulick. She runs her own anchor advocacy and consulting company, whatever. She'll be our guest speaker, and it's from 5 to 7:30 at the Life office. There's some interactive YouTubes and discussions and activities and some light refreshments. So, and it's free.
Thank you.
This is tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. October 25th.
I appreciate that.
Anybody else got any announcements? Tyrone, anything going on with NFB?
When is the next meeting? Somebody asked me.
Okay, the next one is, our next meeting is November 19th. We canceled October, We were supposed to hold our annual state convention in Savannah.
Can I get the pen?
At the, I remember correctly, the Holiday Inn. But that was canceled because of Matthew. So
which Holiday Inn?
Yeah, I think it's the, if I have it correct, it's the one out on Highway 204, not too far from the Clarion.
Yep.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Would be there. But that was
kind of back behind Olive Garden. Is that the one?
Yeah, I believe that's where it is. Yeah, but that was canceled, and so we're trying to reschedule that convention. We're thinking now maybe held in January, but we haven't heard we haven't gotten an official notice on that yet.
Okay.
But our musical extravaganza, that was canceled. I don't think we're going to reschedule that for this year, as I see it right now. The Christmas banquet, that's scheduled for December 17th. At Carrie Herio's out on Abercorn Extension. But as I know, I think we're going to go ahead with that. But if not, we'll let everybody know. And that's pretty much it. I think that pretty much covers it. Except, as I said, our next regular meeting, it was scheduled for October 22nd, but there was no agenda because the activities that we were scheduled for this month were canceled.
Right.
So we'll meet on the 19th of November now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good, thank you.
And the regular meeting is where?
It'll be at Thomas Francis Williams, back where Tom lives,
okay.
At Thomas Francis Williams Court.
The apartment, okay.
Yeah,
got it. And all right.
The apartment complex, from 2:30 to 4:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Saturday.
Mm-hmm. That's Saturday, Tyrone?
Yeah, that's Saturday, in the community room.
And then the Christmas party is at Carrie Hilliard's
on Evercorn. Carrie Hilliard's on December 17th, beginning at 7 p.m.
Good.
Thank you.
Tom, anything?
Okay.
Announcements.
Okay.
The October 26th Core MPO board meeting is moved to November 2nd because there were some conflicts of meeting times there. I'm glad you put that in there, Jane, or I would have shown up on the 26th. And the next Core MPO meeting will be December 12th. That's an odd.
The next one.
Not,
yeah, the
I'm
next
sorry,
one
cat,
afternoon.
ACAP, sorry.
Yeah, our meetings are a little early in December because of the holidays.
Right, because of holidays, we try to get out of the way. So that's really only, let's see, 7 weeks from now. Since two weeks early because if we met on normally, we would be meeting the day after Christmas. I don't think anybody's going to be here. All right. If there's no other business, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All right. All those in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye. I want to thank you all for coming and allowing us to have a quorum. And I will look at some areas we might want to visit, and we'll talk about that at the next meeting. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.